الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال إمام العلامة المحدث ابن ماجه رحمه الله تعالى في مقدمته لسننه المشهورة، قال: باب في الإيمان. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الإيمان بضع وستون أو سبع بابا، أدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق، وأرفعها قول لا إله إلا الله، والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. قال الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى: صحيح، يعني حديث صحيح. وعند البخاري بلفظ وستون، وعند مسلم بلفظ وسبعون. قال: وهو الأرجح، يعني السبعون أرجح. ابن ماجه رحمه الله تعالى في سننه مشهور، in his well known Sunnah, the Muqaddimah, dealing with the affairs of Aqidah and Tamassuk bi Sunnah and holding firm to the Sunnah of Nabiyyina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said the chapter regarding Al-Iman, and he mentions the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahabi al-Jaleel. قال رسول الله, the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that iman is 60 or 17 odd chapters or babs, or branches in another narration. Adnaha imatatul adha anit tariq, the lowest of this chapter or this branch is removing harmful objects from the path. And the highest level of Al-Iman from these branches, on these chapters of Al-Iman, is the statement, La ilaha illallah, there's none that deserves to be worshipped in reality except Allah. And shyness, wal haya'u, shyness, modesty, shu'batun, is a branch from Al-Iman, from Iman. It's part of Iman. And Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala said this hadith is sahih. And in the wording in Bukhari, he said sittun, was sittun. And in the wording of Muslim, he said was sab'un. And Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says wa huwa al-arjah. And this is the most authentic. Why is this the most correct? Yani 60 or 70. 60 or 70. What some of the narrators had doubt, so they say 60 or 70. And in the narration which is found in Sahih Muslim, it says 70 without doubt. He says 70 without doubt. Regarding this hadith from the chapter of Al-Iman, the correct Aqidah as it relates to Al-Iman, we're going to deal with a few points and benefits that we can take from this foundational hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first point that we can take or mention regarding this affair is the definition of al-Iman. And that is that this hadith is shows us the definition of Iman according to the people of the Sunnah, according to the people of the correct Aqeedah. Ta'riful Iman Shar'an. Ta'riful Iman Shar'an. The definition of al-Iman according to the Quran and the Sunnah, the legislation. But before we mention that in this point number one, we talk about the definition of al-Iman fil lugha. The definition of al-Iman fil lugha. The definition of al-Iman linguistically, as is mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah fi Mujallad al-Sabi' in the seventh volume in his Majmu' Fatawa, he said that the definition of al-Iman is at-tasdiqu wa ziyada. At-tasdiqu wa ziyada. And that is accepting. And it means accepting, establishing, and it has more meaning. It has more meaning. So it's not just accepting, it has more meaning than that. Which is why he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the best definition for al-Iman is al-Iqrar. Linguistically, the best definition of the wa'adak ta'rif lil-Iman lughatan huwa al-Iqrar. And that is firmly rooted, not just accepted, but firmly rooted. Meaning of Iman linguistically is something that is, it is firmly rooted. Not just accepted, but firmly rooted and established. At-tasdiqu wa ziyada. Accepting, but more than accepted. Yani, firmly rooted and firm and established. That's the definition of al-Iman linguistically. Shaykh al-Islam mentions this in Majmu' Fatawa, Mujallad al-Sabi, in the seventh volume in his Majmu' Rahimullahu Ta'ala. The second definition we're going to talk about in this point number one is the definition which is mentioned in this hadith. And that is that the definition of al-Iman according to the people of the Sunnah is qawl wal-amal. Some of the Salaf, they said is qawl wal-amal, is the statement and action, yani statement of the tongue and statement of the heart, and action of the heart and action of the limbs. And some of the ulama have said that al-Iman is al-qawl wal-amal wa-sunnah. Al-qawl wal-amal wa-sunnah. And that is a statement, an action, and the sunnah. And ulama mentioned sunnah in order to emphasize its importance, when it actually, in reality, it's part of qawl wal-amal, yani statement and action. But some of them mention sunnah in order to show that it's incorporated. And some of them mention qawl wal-amal wa sunnah wa niyyah, and intention as well, to show the importance of intention, not that it is different from within the previous points that's made. And some of the ulama have said, it's qawl bil-lisan, القول باللسان والاعتقاد بالجنان والعمل بالأركان قول باللسان واعتقاد بالجنان والعمل بالأركان. Some of them mentioned that it's the statement of the tongue, the action, the belief in the heart, and from that is the action of the heart and the limbs. The actions of the limbs. So that's the statement of the heart. Sorry, the statement of the tongue. Actions of the heart. And the limbs. And the limbs. And this is that. This last definition is what is mentioned here in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam explicitly. How is this the case? This takes us to point number two. And that is how the definition of al-Iman with the people of the Sunnah, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is mentioned in this hadith. The first is al-qawl, any qawl. And that is from the statement of the Messenger here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding Iman, qawlu la ilaha illallah. Yani the statement of la ilaha illallah. So the qawl, the statement of la ilaha illallah, is from Iman. Is from Iman. The second, amal, action. an action of the limbs. And this is taken from the statement here, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَدْنَاهَا إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. Yani the lowest branch of Iman, but it's part of Iman, is removing harmful objects from the path. Removing harmful objects from the pathway. And removing is an action. Removing is an action. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is from Iman. So therefore affirming that actions are from Iman. The actions are from belief and part of belief. And finally, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. That shyness is a branch of Iman. And shyness is from the actions of the heart. Shyness and modesty is from the actions of the heart, even though from the shyness leads to لَوَازِمُ الْحَيَاءُ. And from those prerequisites of al-haya is that it leads to good deeds. It leads to doing good deeds and actions, but fundamentally, al-haya is from the actions of the heart. Al-haya'u is from the actions of the heart, like tawakkul and so forth. Na'am. So there we have it here, ikhwatil kiram. The three statements of the Salaf as it relates to the definition of Iman, and that is the قول باللسان واعتقاد وعلم بالجنان وعمل بالأركان. Statements of the tongue, actions of the heart, beliefs of the heart, and the actions of the limbs. That's point number three. Point number four, from the benefits that we can take from this hadith, is that it is a refutation, يَرَدٌ عَلَى أَهْلُ بِدْعَةٍ أَهْلِ الْبِدْعَةِ مِنَ الْمُرْجِئَةِ والخوارج. It's a rad against Ahlul Bidah from the Murji'ah and the Khawarij, and also from the Munafiqoon, the hypocrites. And that is that it's a refutation against the Murji'ah, in that in this hadith it shows explicitly that actions are from Iman. And the Murji'ah, they say actions are not from Iman, meaning that you can do whatever you want, whether it's a disbelief or whether it's a sin, it has no effect in your Iman, because they say action is not from Iman. And clearly the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in mentioning the 70 branches and shu'ab of al-Iman, he mentioned from them is al-imatatul adha ani tariq, removing the harms from the path. And also the more extreme murji'ah, they say that al-Iman is only tasdeeq, is only acceptance. So you can say whatever you want to say, and it doesn't decrease you in Iman, because statements are not from al-Iman. And that's from the extreme murji'ah, the karamiyah. But therefore, my dear beloved ikhwa and the jahmiyah, therefore, my dear beloved brothers, in this hadith is a refutation against that, in that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. From the branches of Iman, the A'laha in another narrations, wa arfa'uha in this narrations. The most lofty of the branches of Iman is the statement of La ilaha illallah. The statement of La ilaha illallah. Naam. And it's against refutation against the Murji'ah, in that in this hadith it shows that Iman is of different levels. It shows that Iman is of different levels. And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that Allah has made Iman of different levels, and in that the people are different levels in their Iman. And this is a refutation against the Khawarij, who say regarding a sin, that if an individual falls in a sin, إِذَا ذَعَبَ بَعْضُهُ ذَعَبَ كُلُّهُ إِذَا ذَعَبَ بَعْضُهُ ذَعَبَ كُلُّهُ. If some of Iman goes, then all of it goes. But the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned different branches of Iman. He mentioned different branches of Iman, and from those branches of Iman, as we're going to mention shortly, inshallah, are ta'at, are obedience. And people are different and have different levels as it relates to this, because yataba'ad, because the Iman of these has different levels, and people have different levels as it relates to their strength of Iman. Now, and point number, and this is a refutation against, munafiqun also, in that, the Munafiqoon obviously express the apparent actions, but also we have here al-haya shu'batun min al-iman. It's not just what you say, it's not just what you do, but rather it's that which is in your heart is also from al-iman, which is in opposition to the munafiqun, which is in opposition to the hypocrites who accept Islam with their tongues and show the actions of the believers, but in their hearts they don't have iman. But part of iman, ya barakallahu fikum, is al-haya, and this is from the branches of iman. And this is an example of all of the a'mal al-qulub, those actions of the heart, which like ikhlas and like sincerity and so forth, which are part of al-iman. Na'am. Benefit number 5 or 6 we're going to mention regarding this is that the ulama of the sunnah have gone at length to numerate these 70 branches that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in this hadith. We have some statements, and I would ask my dear beloved ikhwa to have a pen to jot down some of these aqwal from the ulama regarding this. We're going to numerate them as well. Number one is that there is a book called Al-Manhaj fi Shu'ub al-Iman. Al-Manhaj fi Shu'ub al-Iman. And that is a book which is from Abi Abdullah al-Hulaymi. This is the first book which was written regarding the branches of al-Iman, regarding enumerating the branches of al-Iman. And then number two is the summary of this book, Ikhtasarhu al-Bayhaqi. And Bayhaqi, he summarized this book, Fi Kitabihi al-Jami' li Shu'ub al-Iman. Al-Jami' li Shu'ub al-Iman. Where he gathers all of the adilla and the asanid regarding an ahadith regarding the branches of al-Iman, and this is different from Hulaymi, because Hulaymi just mentioned it, but as for Bayhaqi, he brought the chains of narrations relating to these branches of al-Iman, these narrations from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding this. Number three we're going to mention is from al-Lalakai. And al-Lalakai dhakara fi kitabihi sharh usul al-i'tiqad ahli sunnah. In his book gathering musnada, the asanid, with asanid and the chains and narrations, al-Imam al-Lalakai rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned ithnataini wa sab'ina khislatan min khisar al-iman. He mentioned in his usul al-i'tiqad 72 different types from the types of al-iman and branches of al-iman. And for everyone, he mentioned al-ahadith min rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yunasibuha, that will prove each of these aspects of the branches of al-iman. And also number four, Imam Ibn Battah. Imam Ibn Battah rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book of Al-Iman, he also quoted Sabi'ina Shu'ba, and he mentions the 70 branches himself, and he mentions all of the 70 branches of Al-Iman one by one, sardan duna dhikri adillatiha. But he didn't mention the proof like Al-Bayhaqi did, but he gathered 70 of the different branches of Al-Iman. Number 4 is a statement from Ibn Hibban Al-Busti rahimullahu ta'ala, Abu Hatim Ibn Hibban rahimullahu ta'ala. He said, tatabatu ma'na hadha al-hadith muddatan wa'adadtu al-ta'at fa'idha hiya tazidu al-adadi shay'an kathira فرجعت إلى السنن فعددت كل طاعة أدها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الإيمان فإذا هي تنقص عن البدعة والسبعين فرجعت إلى كتاب الله فقرأته بتتبري وعددت كل طاعة أدها الله تعالى من الإيمان فإذا هي تنقص عن البدع والسبعين فضممت الكتاب إلى السنن وأسقطت المعاد فإذا هي كل شيء أدّه الله تعالى ونبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم من الإيمان تسع وسبعين شعبة لا يزيد عليها ولا تنقص فعلمت أن مراد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الكتاب والسنة الله أكبر. This Imam Abu Hatim ibn Hibban رحمه الله تعالى, he said that I've tried to gather on the meaning of the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam by gathering the different types of obedience, different types of obedience. And he said this, barakallahu fiik, to show that the different branches are connected to the different types of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that when he did it, he's found that they were more than that which was new, there were plenty. So then he went to the Sunan, yani to the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he counted all the different types of obedience that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that are from iman, and then he found that this is less than approximately 70. It's less than 70. And then he went to the book of Allah, the Quran, and he did the same. And he read it, قَرَأْتُهُ بِتَدَبُّرُ. He reflected regarding the book of Allah, the ayats in the Quran. And then he counted and enumerated those acts of obedience that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that is from iman. And he found that this was also less than 70. So then he gathered the amount that he enumerated from the sunnah, and gathered the amount that he enumerated from the Quran, and deleted the repetition. He deleted the repetition, and then he found that which is combined with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran from the branches of iman, and that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned from the obedience acts and those things of iman, he found that it comes together as 79, which is, then he realized, rahimahullah ta'ala, that this 79 branches that he's calculated and enumerated from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith, when he said that there are 70 odd branches mentioned in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So here we find the ulama have gone at length to enumerate these 70 different branches, and we can find them in the books that we've mentioned for the talib, for the student of knowledge who wants to know about these branches of iman, so he can act upon it, or so she can act upon it. And Hafidh Ibn Hajar, we can say this is number 5, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, هذه شعب تتفرع عن الأعمال القلب وأعمال اللسان وأعمال البدن. He said that these branches that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned in the hadith, branches out to the actions of the heart, the actions of the tongue, and the actions of the limb. And the actions of the qalb, the actions of the heart, are like the mu'taqidat, now the aqaid, the aqidah, the itiqad, the belief, wa niyat, and the intention. And then he enumerated it himself also. And the point number, the sixth statement that we're going to mention, is from Al-Khattabi rahimahullah ta'ala. And also Ibn Qayyim mentioned this as well. So this is from Al-Khattabi and also Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. And that is that Al-Iman shu'ub wal-kufr shu'ub. That which needs to be known is that Iman has branches and disbelief has branches. This is the statement of Al-Khattabi rahimahullah ta'ala, and also mentioned by Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayh. And Ibn Qayyim zada fi hadha, and you can say Ibn Qayyim is number 7. He mentions and he said, rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, وَهَذِهِ شُعْبْ مِنْهَا مَا يَزُولُ الْإِيمَانِ بِزَوَالِهَا كَشُعْبَةِ شَهَادَةِ. And from these branches of al-Iman are those things which negate one's Iman, which removes the person from the category of those who have Iman. And that is like the Shahada, the qawlu la ilaha illallah. The one that does not say this, this aspect of this shu'bah from Iman has not got Iman. He says, وَمِنْهَا مَا لَا يَزُولُ بِزَوَالِهَا. And so from these are those things that do not negate or eradicate the whole of Iman if it's not there. And that is removing the imatatul adha anit tariq, removing the harm from the path. وَبَيْنَهُمَ شُعْبُ مُتَفَاوَتَ تَفَاوَتًا عَظِيمًا. And these branches themselves have branches and different levels. Naam. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala has showed itina' regarding this shu'ab, and that there is shu'ab al-kufr, like the shu'ab al-iman, the shu'ab al-kufr. There's branches of iman and there's branches of kufr. And all of this, ya ikhwati al-kiram, shows the correctness of the aqeedah of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, which is why this is the foundational hadith, as the ulama of hadith have mentioned, regarding the understanding of al-Iman and the definition of al-Iman. And point number seven, we're going to mention from the benefits of this, it shows the importance of Tawheed. It shows the importance of Tawheed in that the call to Tawheed, which is the call to the Anbiya, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةِ رَسُولًا أَنْ اِعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. We have sent to every nation a messenger telling them to worship Allah alone and stay away from a taghut and worship other deities and worshiping other deities. Now this is the call of Tawheed. This is the call, La ilaha illallah. So therefore, the call to Tawheed is the a'la shu'bah from Iman. That the people of Tawheed, they call to the highest level of Al-Iman. And that is the call to La ilaha illallah. This is the call to a Tawheed, showing the virtues of Tawheed, and shows the virtue of the da'wah of the Anbiya, and showing the virtue of the da'wah of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah. And that is the call to La ilaha illallah. So this hadith has many benefits. And because of time, we leave it at this point. But it's upon us to reflect upon these branches of Iman, and try and study these different branches of Iman from the books of Bayhaqi, from the books of Lalakai and Ibn Battah, and also Al-Haylami, and all these other books that we've mentioned today, in order to fully understand these types of obedience that is part of the branches of Iman, so we can be from those who have established this and increase in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Iman in Allah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us firm upon this and increase us in knowledge and give us that which is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the a'mal and the ability to perform this a'mal. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.